the World Snooker Championship with Ian McCulloch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the semi-finals of the World Championship. We're down to the last four at the Crucible and a stellar lineup for this year's semi-finals as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is former pro Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
Hey up, Mark. Yeah, all good, pal.
Good. As a man who's been to the semi-finals of the World Championship in the past, what would the players be feeling now going into the last four?
You get that far and you can't see anything else but winning it. You know, if you're in the right frame of mind, you've built yourself up. You know, the big one is to win the World Championships. You're in the final four. You're looking at it now and you're thinking, well, I fancy beating him. And you've got to be ready for absolutely everything. You might have a session where you don't play great. Your opponent might not play great and you're getting a lot of chances. So you've got to be mentally prepared for absolutely everything. And it's just a great, great, great place to play snooker, one table at the Crucible.
Yeah, down to one table, of course, now. And the cream of the crop has risen to the top as well as we get to the semi-finals. We've got reigning champion Ronnie O'Sullivan, world number one Neil Robertson, world number three Mark Selbin, world number four Barry Hawkins.
I think it shows. I'm really happy for Barry Hawkins, actually, you know, because he's what we'd class as like an off-the-radar player. You know, he doesn't court any controversy. He keeps his head down and you know, he's got to world number four. Mm. And people think he can't play. You know, and the guy's just a rock-hard match player. And if you see what he did against Dominic Dale yesterday, taking what Dominic had done to get back to 12-11 in front, then Barry went 60-60. He showed some proper character there. You know, it's a big test.
Yeah.
You know, and he showed it. So, no, it's a great, great lineup. And obviously, Ronnie's, for me, he's still a little bit short price favourite. But, I think any four of them could win it.
OK. Let's get stuck into the semi-finals then. The first of them is Ronnie O'Sullivan against Barry Hawkins. It's at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Ronnie O'Sullivan 10-1 on to win the match. Barry Hawkins 6-1. A repeat of last year's final, of course. And like you say, Barry Hawkins has kind of just snuck under the radar throughout the tournament. He got to the final last year and people kind of haven't seen him doing the same this year, but he's a match away from it at the moment.
If we roll back the clock to 2006... And Ronnie was playing Graham Dott at this stage, and he'd beaten him. I think it was 2006. He'd beaten Graham in a final before that, and you know, Ronnie will absolutely bury Graham Dott. You know, can't play Graham Dott. Great, great player Graham Dott was and still is, by the way. And this is where the people are looking at this, and you look at that 1-10. You know, we were discussing this earlier, saying that we actually think, you know, there's a bit of an overreaction there, isn't there? We're not saying Ronnie's not going to win, but you look at that price, and it does look a little bit too short. Barry Hawkins will wake up today. When you win a game like Barry did yesterday, you're absolutely, you know, you're sky high. Your confidence is sky high, and Barry will look at this, and knowing the type of character Barry is, Barry won't be thinking, "Oh well, I've had a good run. I'm in the semis. If I lose to Ronnie, it's not that bad." Barry will be thinking, "What a chance this is! Not just to cause one of the biggest upsets that you know in a long, long time." You know, with a guy who everybody thinks he's going to win the tournament. And Barry's he's very, very quietly determined, Barry. And Barry will want to upset the apple cart in this.
Okay. So how do you play it then? I mean, Ronnie's shot at 1-10, but do you still think he'll win the match?
The money buyers will be piling on the 1-10. I couldn't do that, to be honest. And you know, I've said it all along. I think if Ronnie is put under some proper pressure, I want to see him respond. He nicked three frames off Robin Hull in his first round match that he shouldn't have won. Joe Perry had umpteen chances to put him to bed and couldn't put him to bed. 4-1 up, 9-5 up, 9-6 up. Sean Murphy won the first two frames of that quarterfinal with a 100 break and a 60 break, was doing exactly what he had to do. Ronnie was starting to get a little bit disinterested. Sean misses a mid-distance red on 40 and the wheels fell off. And he loses 13-3. You know, so nobody has really put the squeeze on him yet. I'd love to see Barry Hawkins get out there and go 60, 60, 60, 60, 60. Like Barry Hawkins does all day long. You know, you don't have to be flash and make 100, 100, 100 because Barry's not that sort of player. Barry's is like what a Dave Arrows used to be. He's a 60, 70, 80 break player. And believe me, if Barry Hawkins gets into that groove, he's very one-tone. He's very, very hard to stop. He actually doesn't look like he's doing... You know, people look at Barry and think he can't play because he never looks... even when he's at like the top of his game, he never looks special. Where Ronnie makes a 40 break, everybody goes, whoa, what a player, because he does it in a different style, doesn't he? But I'd love to see Barry get something out of this. I really would.
Okay. As a bet then, what would you go on a correct score here or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, the only real value is, you know, obviously you could back Barry on the outrights. I think he's 6-1 or something like that, isn't
yeah,
he?
Six.
You know, so there's a little bit of value there. I'm going to stick my neck out of here, and I'll live by the sword and die by the sword. I think Barry wins it 17-15.
Okay. 17-15 then to Barry Hawkins, 22-1.
Ooh,
for anybody
nice,
who wants
that,
to have a little bit of a play on that, yes, it would, wouldn't it? We've got a few headline offers as well, which I haven't had on the snooker too many times in the past. Ronnie O'Sullivan, in last year's World Championship final between these two, became the first player to score 6 century breaks in a World Championship final.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Him to score 6 or more century breaks in this match, he's 7-1.
7-1. That's tempting. Is that he's had 7 in the tournament? Sorry, 6 in the tournament so far. He does look in good nick. So you're effectively looking at 1.5 a session, aren't you? The only danger with that is if Ronnie did run away with the match and finished with a session to spur. So effectively, you know, there's 24 frames in the first 3 sessions. So if Ronnie won 17-7 or less, it could finish with a session to spur. So then you're relying on 2 century breaks a session.
Mm.
And as it stands at the moment, he's played 8 sessions and he's averaged less than 1 a session. So maybe the price is tempting, but I don't think I'd play it.
Okay. Just going to stick your neck out then and go with Barry Hawkins in that one.
Yeah.
The other semi-final is Mark Selby against Neil Robertson. Selby is 13-8, Robertson 1-2. Selby still hasn't won a World Championship, which I'm sure plays on his mind.
Mm.
Neil Robertson has, but surprisingly, this is only his 3rd Crucible semi-final. And he reached that 100 centuries as well in the quarterfinals,
yeah,
so he'll be flying high at the moment. What do you make of this semi?
I mean, he showed the character of a man, didn't he? He made the 100 for a season, which is, you know, it's a phenomenal achievement. I know there's more tournaments now, but I think I made 105 in 20 years in my career, you know, and there is a lot more tournaments now, but it's still a tremendous achievement. As you said, Selby's never won a world title. Is that going to start playing on his mind? It's the first time either of them have been in a semi since 2010. That was the year that Neil won it. You know, This is an interesting game. This, you've got two clashes of styles. You've got Selby, who's, you know, the ultimate grinder. You know, he'll sit there all day long, Mark, and he'll just keep pulling your eyes out. He's hard as nails. But Neil now has developed a more all round game. I think he scores heavier than Mark. Mark was a few years ago was really prolific in the balls, but this tournament he's only scored a couple of tons. You know, he laboured in the first round. He beat Michael White 10-9. Then he got past Carter, that's all he did. And then he was expected to beat Alan McManus 13-5. So I suppose you can only beat what's put in front of you. But Neil just looks... He just looks to be a more complete package now. Selby leads comfortably on the head-to-heads. He leads 12-6, but there's a lot of short format stuff in that.
Hmm.
Maybe an indication towards a Robertson win is the fact that they've only played in 3 times in the best of 19s in finals, and Robertson's won 2 of them.
Right.
So does that point to the longer format suits Robertson? I think Selby's really going to have to get into Robertson's ribs to win this match, which is very, very difficult over a 4-session best of 35 match. Trump in the last round got 6-2 up on Robertson. He went 6-2 up because Neil had a shocking session. Neil weathered the storm, obviously, and came through. Neil will feel great the way he performed to get through against Trump. You know, he was flawless the last 4 or 5 frames. And I think it's a big ask for Mark, this. I'd love to see Mark win. He's a great lad. Neil's a great lad as well, you know. But it'd be nice, you know, I think Mark's game, and as good a player as he is, triple Masters champion, he deserves a world title. If you could hand him out that way, he'd definitely deserve one.
Yeah.
But sadly, it doesn't work that way. And I just think Robertson's scoring is that little bit more potent in amongst the balls and killing frames off. Selby's your man for, you know, the way he's been this year. He's been 40, 50, 60, 70, hit and run stuff, playing great percentage snooker, nicking the clearances when he's 40 and 50 behind. But Robertson's been doing the big gun stuff, bang long red 80, bang. That's why he's made 100 tons this season, because he's scoring heavier than anybody else. And I think that could be a big key to this match.
Okay, so you're leaning towards Robertson then. Would you go for any kind of correct score in this?
I think I would, because, you know, obviously Neil's, you know, his odds on to win the match, which when you look at the head-to-head, is the value on Selby, you know. But I think you've got to side with Neil. And he won't have it all his own way. This isn't going to finish early. This is going to four sessions. So if he goes to four sessions, you know, he could be looking really close, 17-16. Obviously, Ronnie will want it. Ronnie or Hawkins will want it going as close as possible because it takes a lot of steam out of the guys. It's a three-day match as well, Mark. It's a big thing as well. You know, they'll both play one session today. Ronnie will play two sessions tomorrow and one on Saturday, where Neil and if it goes the distance, Neil and Mark will play two sessions on Saturday. I've been there myself, and it does take a lot out of you. You know, you'd rather be finishing on Saturday afternoon, or even better, Friday night with a session to spare and then having a day off. But I think Neil wins. I don't think he runs away with it, but you know, anywhere around sort of like 17-12, that sort of mark.
Okay, 17-12 is 10-1, 17-13 nines as is 17-14 and 17-15, and 17-16 is 10-1. So you're getting around 10-1 nearly for all of them. So that's all right. Similar to the last semi-final, we also have a headline offer with Neil Robertson and his century breaks. He's got 100 of them this year, as we've already mentioned. To get six or more in this match is 8-1.
Do you know what? It might not be the daftest bet now, because he's. If I'd have said to you, taking the 100 centuries out of the equation in that match with Judd Trump, if I'd have said to you Neil Robertson will only make one century in this match, you'd have probably gone, don't be stupid, he'll make two or three or four. And I think now he's got that monkey off his back. You know, I know what I was like when I made my 100th career century against Steve Davis. I twitched on about 90 about four or five times, and really, you've done it that many times, there's no reason to twitch. Once you've done it, you just go bish bash bosh. And do you know what? It might be worth a couple of quid, that. Just purely for an interest bet, just for a bit of fun. You know, it's not one to remortgage the house on. And if you get a return on it, 8-1's a nice return price, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. And who will make the highest break? We've got markets there as well. Mark Selby 11-10, Neil Robertson 4-6, and the tie 25-1. We see Robertson in amongst the balls nearly every frame that he gets to the table, whereas, like you say, Selby just chips away with 40-50 breaks. Do you think 4-6 is a fair enough price about Robertson?
I mean, if you look at Robertson, he's had a 140, you know, 137, 132, you know, and Selby's had two little ones, 110, 109. You know, that 4-6 does look a little bit of value on Neil there. Obviously, I mean, it's a real speculative bet, that, because, you know, Selby could have a maximum. He's more than good enough to do it.
Yeah.
A bit of a deciding factor in this match as well is, because the two sort of like contrasting styles, if you look, they did play in the UK final earlier this year that Neil won, and I think Mark led something like 5-1 in that final. And Neil had two options in that match. He thought, I can try and sit it out and grind it with the best grinder in the game, so it's a big ask, or I can come out and go all guns blazing. And Neil came out and went for absolutely everything. I think he knocked three or four centuries in and won the match 10-6 or 10-7 or something like that. And I think Neil will come out today with that attitude against Mark. If Mark draws Neil into the safety stuff, it'll put Neil under pressure. If Neil starts attacking and starts knocking everything in, it'll put Mark's safety under pressure. You know, it's got all the makings of being a classic, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Could be one of those that goes the distance, and that could be where total frames comes into play as well. Over 31.5 frames is 12-5. Over 30.5 frames, 11-8. Odds
so,
against on them.
You know, so you're getting 17-13. Yeah, can't disagree with that. You know, you can see it. You can't see either player not, you know, the losing player not getting to double figures. So you've got 17-10 or above, 27-28 frames there. But, you know, you can quite easily see this going 17-14, 17-15. You know, two, even though they're different styles, they're still very similar match players, still great players.
Okay, and just before you go, let's just take a quick look at the outright betting. Ronnie O'Sullivan 1-2 to win the World Championship. Neil Robertson 3-1. Mark Selby 6s, and Barry Hawkins 14-1. You've gone with Robertson and Hawkins in the semis, so 3-1 or 14-1, either of those appeal.
I think 3-1. I can see why Hawkins is the price he is. If he wins this.
He won't be 14-1.
No, he won't be 14-1. You're right. If he beats Ronnie, he's probably going to be into somewhere in the region of about, if he plays Neil Robertson, maybe 3-1. If he plays Mark Selby, 5-2. The one I like the look of is Robertson. If he wins this match, they're probably going to price the final up 2-5 Ronnie, maybe 2-1 Robertson. I like the look of Neil Robertson. Neil Robertson was one of my original picks. The three I picked at the start were Sean Murphy, Stephen Maguire and Neil Robertson, which was a bit churlish, really, because Maguire and Robertson were actually in the same quarter. But I just thought Maguire, you know, and he fell at the first round to Ryan Day. Sean obviously collapsed against Ronnie. But I like the look of Neil Robertson there. I think he'll stand. If he does play Ronnie in the final, that will be the one Neil will be, I think Neil would be probably be more comfortable playing Ronnie in a world final than he would playing Barry, because he's got, Neil's got that attitude where, what, you know, what an opportunity this is. I'm going to beat Ronnie. This is pending Barry doesn't beat him.
Yeah.
Of course, all speculative. But if he does play Ronnie, if you want to win a world title, you want to win a title, you want to beat the best in the final, don't you? You know, because then you know, people can't go, well, he didn't beat anybody.
Mm.
You know, if he beats Ronnie in a final. Ronnie's never lost a world final yet, by the way. He played five and won five. That Hendry lost world final. When Hendry won seven, he lost a couple of world finals. He lost to Ebden. And who was the other one? I can't think of the other ones now off the top of my head. But Davis obviously lost a couple of finals to Dennis Taylor and Joe Johnson. So, you know, sooner or later, if Ronnie keeps getting to world finals, he's going to lose one. I just think he's too short to back at 3-5, and I like the look of Robertson at 3-1.
Okay, Robertson at 3-1. On the flip side of that as well, if I can speak.
As well?
Yeah, on the flip side of that as well, if he does play Barry Hawkins, he's going to be much shorter than 3-1 in that respect as well.
Oh, very, very much so, yeah. If Neil plays Barry, like you say, he's probably going to be 1-3, you know, something like that. So you can trade out and have a little bit of a play. I just think with Robertson, you've got a man who is now getting very, 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 very close to be at the top of his game. He's young. What is he, Neil, now? 30, 31, something like that. But he's, you know, he's a player who's very much in the prime of his career. Ronnie's 38, 39 now. I know he's fit as a fiddle, is Ronnie, but he's still 38, 39. You know, Ronnie's a little bit tightly wound than most of us.
Mm.
And the secret is to wind him up tighter so he snaps.
Yeah.
And I think if somebody does that, that's why I couldn't back him at odds against.
Okay.
Sorry, odds on.
Odds on, yeah. Okay, good stuff. Should be a great set of semi-finals, and then we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the final.
Brilliant. Look forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.